from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 3 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, a new wave of lawsuits filed Monday accuses Sean Diddy Combs of raping men and women and molesting a 16-year-old boy. At least six lawsuits were filed against the hip-hop mogul in federal court in Manhattan. The accusers are part of what their lawyers say is a group of more than 100 alleged victims who are in the process of taking legal action against Combs in the wake of his sex trafficking arrest last month. Today is day one of New Jersey's controversial annual black bear hunt.
A total of 11,000 black bear hunting permits were made available. The first few days are for licensed hunters with bow and arrows only. Thursday through Saturday, the hunt is for archery or muzzleloader rifles. Hunters may not target or kill any black bear weighing less than 75 pounds or any adult bear that's with a cub. The second round of the bear hunt is slated for December 9th through the 14th. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey news made possible by 1-800-NJ-LEGAL, your premier destination for top-notch personal injury attorneys in the Garden State, powered by the Haddad Law Firm, specializing in cases like auto accidents, workplace injuries, and more. Call 1-800-NJ-LEGAL or visit 1-800-NJ-LEGAL.com. Clearing your record of a crime can be a process and an expensive one if you don't know what you're doing. The Burlington County Prosecutor's Office is hosting a free expungement clinic on October 24th.
You do not have to be a Burlington County resident to participate in the clinic, although the offense has to have occurred in the state of New Jersey.
County Prosecutor Lucia Bradshaw says the event will also feature health screenings, reentry services, housing resources, and free lunch. Rutgers police are investigating four reported robberies and burglaries that happened around the New Brunswick campus over the weekend. In one incident, thieves entered a campus residence on Union Street through an unlocked door. A business on Paul Robeson Boulevard reported that someone took an item they asked to be shown and ran off. And two attempted burglaries were reported early Saturday morning inside a dorm. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. Is it getting chillier? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
The wind has really picked up across the region this afternoon. We're going to see some gusts out there through the remainder of the afternoon, 30 to 40 miles per hour. We'll have some sunshine, but that wind ushering in some cooler air, and temperatures will fall back into the 50s. And mostly clear and colder tonight, less wind. Lows will be in the lower and mid-40s. And for tomorrow, partly sunny, brisk and chilly. Highs only in the upper 50s. Mostly clear, brisk and chilly for tomorrow night. Lows mostly in the low 40s. Some spots will dip back into the 30s. And partly sunny, brisk and chilly for Wednesday. Highs only in the mid-50s. And it looks like the cool air stays locked in right through Thursday. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm meteorologist John Furyk.
Rockaway 60 degrees, Franklin 66, Beach Haven 65. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather brought to you by Ray Katina Auto Group. Experience the performance of a 2024 Defender SUV from Land Rover Edison and Land Rover Marlboro. Financing available as low as 2.9% for 60 months and get up to a $2,500 loyalty bonus for qualified buyers.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.